Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Emergency doctors are in negotiations with the Ministry of Health today as industrial action continues across the country. After 6 months of protesting over what they perceive as a vital lack of resources and staff, the Health Minister has announced new measures which may ease the burden. Yesterday, Agnès Buzyn declared an additional budget to the emergency services of €750 million over the coming 3 years. Unions have yet to fully respond to her new proposals as discussions continue. Three Gilets Jaunes protesters were arrested in Marseille last night for attempting to set fire to a speed camera. The suspects were spotted by police officers as they caused damage to the speed deterrent and are still in custody. Huge numbers of speed cameras have been damaged in the past year by those supporting the Gilets Jaunes movement. The government has stated that there is a direct link between their destructive action and the rise in road fatalities, which went up by 18% last month. Nissan is continuing its investigation into the financial misconduct by former CEO Carlos Ghosn. After an internal audit, the car giant has calculated that Ghosn misappropriated €300 million during his time with the company. They claim that Ghosn was filtering the money into a deferred compensation scheme for when he left. Mr. Ghosn is still under house arrest in Japan. The president of the French Football Federation, Noël Le Graët, says he is against stopping matches because of homophobic insults in the stands. He does, however, say that he is fully committed to stopping racist comments during matches. And finally, remaining with football news, the French national team will take on Andorra tonight as part of their qualifying matches for Euro 2020. After their success against Albania at the weekend, the team hopes to continue their winning streak. The match kicks off at 8:45 this evening. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.